Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Credit Suisse's most senior energy and power bankers, Jonathan Kaufman and Tom Greenberg, co-heads of the Global Energy and Infrastructure Investment Banking Group, Ted Michaels, the bank's global head of renewables, Craig Edgar, vice chairman of power and infrastructure, and Michael Proskin, a managing director in power and utilities, have left the Swiss Investment Bank. And the Asian Development Bank has shortlisted advisors for the tender to provide consulting services on the 210-kilometre Dhaka to Sylhet Highway expansion project in Bangladesh. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news offering, the regulatory drive to reduce maritime carbon emissions is triggering a wave of innovation in green trade finance. But unless banks, lenders, and carriers have accurate, real-time sustainability monitoring of vessels, these important initiatives will struggle to get going, says Simon Ring, Global Head of Maritime Trade Technologies and ESG at Polestar. On our essentials news front, after 8 years based in Geneva as Global Head of Structured Trade Finance at Trafigura, Stefan Jasmine has said Stefan Jasmine has been promoted to CFO for Asia Pacific at the Commodity Trading House. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Shorecom has secured the 2010 SWIFT certification for its trade finance solutions to support the process of bank guarantees and documentary collections between banks around the world. The International Finance Corporation significantly ramped up its response efforts to tackle the dual crises of climate change and COVID-19 in East Asia and the Pacific in the last fiscal year. And HSBC USA has become Walmart's first banking collaborator, supporting its initiative to improve access to working capital. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.